Okay, the website today's daf is daf gimel. We're holding days amid days, the last three lines. Where the Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, V'Iseima, Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Mansapach, Tsoifim Amrum. What is this halacha? How does this get into our Gemara? If you go back two lines, or actually three lines, the Gemara darshan yesterday by the fact that it says, in the Megillah, Medina Umedina, Ir V'Ir, it comes to tell you that any time you have a krach, where the din is that you have to go and lain on the 15th day, a krach, mukuf chaymim yamois mishur benun, if there's an ear which is samachloi, or nira imoi, it's nidon kikrach. So that's why in Yerushalayim, nowadays if you have a suburb which is very, very close, if it's halachically close enough that it's considered to be samachloi and nira imoi, as a dinam like Yerushalayim Tezvah. And about this, the Gemara asked, and how far away is Samachloi? Is Samachloi, does that mean within 50 feet? Does that mean a mile, 50 miles? So we had Rabbi Yirmiya, V'Yiseima, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that's four lines from the bottom. Kimei Chamzal, it's very a mil, the shear is a mil. So since we had one memra of Rabbi Yirmiya, V'Yiseima, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the Gemara is going to bring us another three memras from the same Mandiyomer, from the same Rabbi Yirmiya. Is the Omer Rabbi Yirmiya saying Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Mansapach Tsoifim Amram? The letters Mansapach were, if you will, created, instituted by the Tsoifim, by the Nevi'im. What are the letters Mansapach? Mansapach are the five letters in the Aleph Beis that have double letters. Double letters in the sense that you have the regular Mem and the regular Nun, Tzadik, Fei, and Chof. And you also have what they call the Endemen, or the Mem Sofit, or the Shloss Mem, depending on which cheder you learned. But the point is, each one of those has letters where if they come at the end of the word, they look different. We all know the Mem in the middle of a word, or the beginning of a word, looks different than the Mem at the end. And the same thing applies to the other four letters. So on the surface, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, at that time they only had the regular five letters. And then the Nevi'im came along and they decided to add, for whatever reasons, at the end of each word, that the Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Fei, or Chof would appear, that they should appear in a somewhat different form. Frank Gemara Tizra, I have two kashas. Kasha number one is Vaksiv Eila Mitzvois. Since it says Eila Mitzvois, these are the Mitzvois. Asher Tziva Hashem Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. It's these Mitzvois. Shein Navi Rishon Lechadish Tavu Me'ata. Of course, later generations we can have additions in terms of Gezeirois and addition in terms of Takonois. But to go and change around letters, who gave the Nevi'im that right? They can't go be Mechadish brand new things from their own mind. That's kasha number one. V'oid kasha.
Tzofim are considered the Nevi'im.
Yeah, if you look at the last Rashi, Tzofim Amram, Nevi'i Hadaris. The reason why the Gemara says Tzofim instead of Nevi'im, the Gemara wants to be poetic to use Lashon Noifel al Lashon, like you have Nechash Nechoshes. Here too it says Mantzapach Tzofim. The Tzadik and Fei of the Mantzapach is the same as the Tzadik and the Fei from Tzofim. So therefore it says Tzofim instead of Nevi'im, but it means Nevi'im. Pray tomorrow, be oil, have another kasha. Omer of Chizda, Mem, the Samach Shabbatuchais, Ben Neis, Hoyu, Oimdin. As you know, except for Mem and Samach, every other letter, there is a connection between the letter and whatever is in the middle or the side or whatever. Maybe Hey is slightly different. But all the other letters, if you go and carve out a letter, you write a letter on a piece of paper and you carve it out, so you see the form of the letter. You know, the letter has fallen through, but you see the form. You could do that by an aleph, mit a beis, mit a gimel, mit a dalet, and all the rest. By a mem, or by a samach, if you go and cut out the side of the mem, in other words, the mem itself, then the middle piece is just going to fall to the ground, because there's nothing that's connecting it to the parchment, or to the paper. And therefore, instead of having the form of a mem or a samach, you're just going to have one large hole. Says Rav Chizda, what did they do with the luchais? Says Rav Chizda, the mem v'samach shabaluchis ben nei, so you aimed it, there was no problem. That middle part where you etched out, you, or Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Moshe Rabbeinu, where they etched out the surrounding letter, even though the middle of the member samach, there was nothing, there was no super glue, no crazy glue, nothing attaching it to the walls of the luchais. They were there miraculously. So what do I see from that? That I see that the end of mem, or the samach of course is not part of the mansapach, but the end of mem is that that was already not something new from the Viyah HaDoyreis. That was already from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's from the times of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gave the Torah. So in Bazoi, Freitach the Gemara, this is nothing new. Ain't kol chodesh tachas hashamish. This was there from the very beginning. Everything more in mihave have. It's taka true. You're right. The mem and the mansapach were all there from the outset. The only thing is, over the generations, people forgot which ones of the mansapach were on the middle of the word, which one is the open mem, so to speak, and which is the shloss mem, which is the closed mem. Or for the chof, which one is that chof that has three walls, and which one is the chof that only has two walls, the top and the long wall coming down. They didn't know how to write it, whether you should write it in the middle or you should write it at the end. In other words, which letters are for which? Are the regular letters for the middle and the end of letters for the end, or vice versa? And they were misakin, but kinu, what were they misakin? Pesuchim emtza teva, ustu misayf teva. In that sense, it was left open. Chal Yisrael didn't know. They knew that there were two different types of mem, but they didn't know how to write the two different types of mem. Should they write it at the outset or in the middle, or at the end, depending on the letter? So, what did the Nevi'im do? They were misakin, pesuchim emtza, stumim misayf. Freitim or soif soif. You've answered the second question. What was the second question? That Rav Chisda said, the mem, the mem, the samach shevaluchai, is b'nei sayyayim. It's taka true. They already had both forms of letters at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So in that respect, there's no problem about the fact that the mem was b'nei sayyayim. But says the Gemara, but don't I have a problem with the first kasha? But soif soif, eila mitzashein davir asa l'chadish av me'ata. If you're telling me that the Oilam was given the two letters, but nobody was told where you put the letter, whether you put the mem, the regular mem at the front, or you put the regular mem at the end, and they're the ones that are being machadish and telling you, this is the way to do it, isn't that also a violation of the Eilah HaMitzvahs? Says, you might like, Shachem v'chozru v'yostam. Avad in the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave the Torah, they also had diktuk books that wrote in them very clearly where the mem is supposed to go, whether the regular mem is in the front or in the middle or at the end or the shloss mem, etc. They knew it. Unfortunately, over the generations, all of those diktuk books got lost. People forgot how you're supposed to do it. So the Nevi'im after that, where they reminded us what the original way was. So not that they were mechadish something, but they just did a reminder. It was a shikha b'chazur v'yastam.
How could that be, though? We had an idea that the Sefer Torah Moshe wrote, he put it next to the Aron, and everywhere Jewish communities had Sefer Torah. You look at it like Mitzrayim, and he has a regular mem at the beginning and a final mem at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Every time someone would read any pasuk in the end of Bereishis or in Shmos, Mitzrayim, 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 they would see how could and Dovish Bechtav Yet Avishai Omer the Omer Balpeh. So all over, never every time people would quote a pasuk, they would do this with Mitzrayim. They would see this. How could this have been lost?
Okay, and I agree with you.
That's a great question.
It's a wonderful question.
Excellent question.
One has to assume that when the Sofrim were writing Sefer Torah, they didn't have available to them Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer or Ezra Sofer's Sefer, but many of them were doing it based on their memory, and therefore they didn't know which way was which, and some Sofrim did it this way, some Sofrim did it that way. What you're asking is a similar question to what the Oilam asks. We have two different types of tefillin. We have the Rashi's tefillin, we have the Beit Tam's tefillin. What's the difference between the two? In which order you put the parashas? So just go back a generation earlier, go and fake the Zayda, which was, let me see your parashas, let me see your tefillin. So what's the answer to that? The answer is because although it only became crystallized as a machlokes Rashi and Midatam in their generation. However, already for generations before, this was already a question. So why? Why was this a question even generations before? Let those generations before look at their Zaydis Tefillin. Well, their Zaydis are also the same issue. In other words, there was a Messiah that was given. Today, we have so many Svarim and so many Xerox machines and so many copies, so it's hard to believe that they would forget the Tzura of an Ois. But in those days, there were no en masse Svarim. So it was just a Sefer Torah. So if somebody was writing a new Sefer Torah in a new community and there was no available Sefer Torah to look at constantly, they needed it for leaning in shul. So yeah, from time to time, he would look at it and refresh his memory. So it could be that the Sefer would not know which one is this mem, that mem, he didn't look carefully, and etc., etc. Bottom line is, there was a shikha at war time, and we needed the Nevi'im to go and be mechadish, not mechadish, but to remind us of the correct spelling, the way you're supposed to do it.
So the Nevi'im, with their prophetic skills, were able to discern clearly the way to do it.
It's not that they were able to discern, they reminded us of the correct way of doing it. It was shikha, and they reminded us. Now, how did they know? Either based on the Koyach HaTorah or Ruach HaKodesh, or they in fact asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we got a big problem downstairs, maybe you can help us out. Hashem Yisparach gave them the Nevuah, and this way they were able to go and say, Rabbi Yisai, we just got a prophetic vision, this is the way it's supposed to be done, and that's how we know how it's supposed to be done. Baruch HaTil. It's an interesting Rashi at the top, that the Rashi says that when the Gemara initially asked the question, we could have given an answer, and in fact this Gemara also appears in Masechtas Shabbos, and there the Gemara gives a slightly different answer. What does the Gemara answer over there? That the manzapach that they added were not the enda mem, enda nun, enda tzadik, but just the opposite. That the end of mem, end of tzaddik, that we had already as the regular. They went and added on the normal regular letters of the mem nun tzaddik pei chav. Because after all, when it just says mansapach tzifim umrim, that they added the second version of letters, who says that the second version are the end of letters? Maybe the second version is the regular letters. And therefore there's no kasha for Rav Chisda. The times of the Luchais, the Mem Vesamach, the Luchais, Benesai, Oimdim, those were perfect because those were the only Mems known to us at that time. The end of Mem says now, that's taka true in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. But in later generations, the Nevi'im added the regular writing of the Matzapach. And if that's the case, then Rav Chisda's kasha falls away because the end of form and version was there from ab initio, from the very beginning. Says Rashi at the top, Eina Chanami, the Gemara could have given that answer. No stira, Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Chisda. But rather, the reason why the Gemara didn't give that answer, because we would still have the first kasha of the Eila Mitzah Shein Novi Rishoy L'Chadish Ammeyata. So just by telling us, well, historically, the endomems, those were the real McCoy. Those were the ones in general use at the beginning of the word, at the end of the word, everywhere. And then the Nevi'im came along and they added these new versions of the Mem Nun Tzarepei Chav for the middle or for the beginning of the word. We could have given that teretz. But then we would still have a kasha from the Eila Mitzvahs that you can't be Mechadish. So bottom line is, we come on to the Shachum V'chazer V'yastim. So that was the second member of Rav Yirmiyah V'Yisayim Rav Chiya Baraba. Now we come to number three. Rav Yirmiyah V'Yisayim Rav Chiya Baraba. Targum Shol Toira Unkel Sager Amroi Mipir Ablezev Rav Yeshua. As the Gemara tells us, we have Targum on the Chumash, and we have Targum on the Novi. What's the difference between the two? It says Rav Chiya Baraba, Rav Yirmiyah V'Yisayim Rav Targum Shol Toira was written by Unkelus, the famous Unkelus. And how did he know it? Unkelus himself was a ger, but he learned it from Rav Blazer Rav Yeshua, and therefore he gave us after that the present of the Targum Shel Torah. Targum Shel Nevi'im was written by Yonis ben Nisio. That's how we have the Targum Yonis ben Nisio. Amrei, how was he mechadish? Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Not that he lived in the same generation, they were generations earlier, these are from the Soif Nevi'im, but Yonis ben Nisio learned from his Rebbe, learned from his Rebbe, and there was a tradition that went back all the way to those Nevi'im. And when it was initially published, or went public, the whole Eretz Yisrael Hatzach Getreisel. Getreisel means it was shaking. Why was it shaking? Yotze Basko V'yamrei. Basko came from Shemaim and said, Mi hu zeh shegila sesari lebnei Adam. Who's the one that revealed and exposed my secret to bnei Adam, to the people? And therefore, this was a very trembling, dreadful type of experience. Om Yonis Anuziel Aragav, Yonis Anuziel stood up, the Omer, and he said, Ani hu shegalisi sisarech lebnei Adam. I am the culprit. I'm the one that was megala all of these secrets. However, Rabbi Yishlom, God of Yidul Lefanach, you know very well, Shloi Lekvoid Yassisi. I didn't do it for my own honor. For Lekvoid Beis Abba, and not to go and honor the name of my family. El Lekvoid Chassisi, I did it for you, Rabbi Yishlom, Shei Lehirmu Machloikis Bi Yisrael. What would be the Machloikis Bi Yisrael? Says Rashi, there would be a Machloikis, how you explain any difficult pasuk, where the pasuk doesn't say clearly one way or the other what the pshat is. So, to avoid potential machlokesin, I gave a targum that everything should be understood very easily. Then he wanted to go one step further and write a targum Yonisim Nazil on ksuvim. Yotze basko v'yomra loy dayecha genuk, from a lashon of day dayenu, enough. My time of Mishum de is Bay Kates Mashiach. You have the Kates Mashiach in Daniel, and therefore we don't want to go and be Megala, just like we don't. Yaakov Avinu wants to Megala the Kates in this week's Seder, in Parshas Vayechi. Note that in the Masechet Sofrim 6:4. I can't see your whole, David, I don't see your whole comment, but I'm sure it's very well meant and very well phrased, formulated. But the point is, says the Gemara, that in Daniel you have the Kates, and just like in this week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu wanted to go and reveal the Kates, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped him midstream, so too, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to know when the Kates of Mashiach will come, and therefore, Tanuk, don't reveal any Targum Yonis and Benazil on Ksuvim. And even today, although there is a Targum on Ksuvim, but there is no Targum on Daniel. You're going to tell me you don't need a Targum on Daniel, because Daniel is 99% Aramaic anyway. That's true. But nevertheless, there is no additional either Unkelus or Targum Yonis and Benazil or Targum Yerushalmi. There's no Targum on Daniel. And the reason is because you have the Kates Mashiach, which Hashem did not want to be Megala. Zokti Yomara. Okay, so that's the memra of Rabbi Yirmiyah v'Yisaymer Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Now the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions. Freit Dimar, v'Targum Shal Torah, Unkel Sager Amrai. He was the one that was mechadish the Targum Shal Torah. V'Yomer Rav Ika Barabba and Omer Rav Chananel Omer Rav Maidach Siv. I have a pasuk in Nechemia. It said in Nechemia, v'Yikru b'Sefer Torah Swalikim, when the Goylim came up to Eretz Yisrael, so Ezra HaSefer read to them from the Torah, and he read Vayikru. It was read at that time, the Sefer Torah Sulekim, Mefoirosh, explicitly, clearly, the Soim Sechel, using Sechel, the Avinu Bamikra, and they understood what the Pasuk was all about. Now, what does this Pasuk mean? So the Gemara repeats the Pasuk again. Vayikru, the Sefer Torah Sulekim, Zemikra. That means that Ezra read from the Chumash, he read from the Nach, whatever he was reading. The Sefer Torah, so presumably it's talking about from Chumash. Mefoirosh Zetargum. Oh, Mefoirosh means he read it explicitly with a pirush, with a commentary. What's the commentary? Doesn't the Targum? That's the Targum Unkelus on the Sefer Torah. The same Sechel, Eilu HaPsukim. Those are the Psukim, Rashi says, where the Psukim end. After all, in our Chumashim, of course, we have dots to show where every pasuk ends. But in the Sefer Torah, you don't have that. So Ezra laned it in such a way that people would understand where the pasuk begins, where the pasuk ends. By Yivina Bamikra, Elu Piske Tamim. Piske Tamim is referring to the trough that we use when we lane. So Ezra was explained to them the Tamim. He laned for them with the Tamim, with the trough. The Amrila Oder Sevi Yivina Bamikra, Elu HaMasoiris. Masoiris means the chaser v'yeser, and you have missing a letter, adding a letter, like twice, a missing avov, tziayud, in the middle of a word. That's what's called Masoiris. Anyway, what do I see from this? That Ezra already, when he was reading the Torah, he was reading it mita targum. Unkelus was only born generations later. So you see that Targum Unkelus was not the first one. Yet Reb Chia Barabba said that Targum Shal Torah Unkelus Ager Amrai, from the Mipi Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua, this dates back all the way to Ezra, not to Unkos again. And for the more same terrace before, Shokhum, Bechazul, Yistam. Initially, they had Targum, Targum, Unkelis, and they would say the Targum, Unkelis. But over the time, over generations, unfortunately, it was lost. The whole thing was lost. Most of it was lost. So Targum, Unkelis came, and Unkelis Ager was not Machavish it, but once again, he reinstituted it.
Unkelis was before Rashi?
Unkelis. Oh, yes, he was student of the Yeshua of the Lezer, the time of the Mishnah. There were students of Yochanan and Zakeh. They carried him surreptitiously out of Yerushalayim in an aron, so that to flee to Vespasian, to the two Talmidim who took him out. And Ezra is at the beginning of Bayit Sheni. They're at the end of Bayit Sheni.
Reb Lezer and Bishul were at Tanoim. The Tanaic era is approximately the year 200, starting a little earlier, ending a little bit later, about the year 200 of this common era. Rashi HaKadosh, who was the first one, one of the first of the Rishonim, lived in the year 1040, 1050, which is approximately 800 or 850 years later.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Freit Gemara, we said before that when Yonis Megiel was Megale, his Targum on Nach, Nizdaz Eretz Yisrael, Arameis Parsel, Arameis Parsel. Arameis Parsel is elsewhere, Rashi says that that is in fact the total size of the real biblical Eretz Yisrael. 400 parsel by 400 parsel. So that means the whole Eretz Yisrael was trembling in dread. Why, when the Targum of Unkelis was revealed, we don't have that same expression that everybody was trembling, that there was like an earthquake, only by the Nevi'im, by Targum of Yonis and Menuziel, do we say Yizdaza? Everyone, I'll tell you why. The Araisim of Farshim Hiltza. The Chumash, basically the words are pretty straightforward on their own. They don't really need that much of a pirush. However, the Navi, it can be the Mefarshim, it can be the Mesasim. When you come to the Navim, there are many psukim which are very obscure, and without the benefit of the Targum, it will be impossible to understand really what the pasuk means. And the Gemara gives an example. Dichsiv. We have a pasuk. Excuse me. Bayoimahu Yigdal Hamispeit Birushalayim, Kimispeit Hadad Rimoin, Bevikas Migidoin. Bayoimahu means La'osalobi. The time will come that there's going to be a tremendous hesped in Yerushalayim. Who's the hesped about? So we had already in an earlier Mesechta, either Be'ya or Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara said, no thank you, that the hesped was about one person who's going to pass away in the future. Who's that person? Either we're talking about Mashiach ben Yosef, or we're talking about the Yetzer Hara. And at that time, there's going to be a huge, huge Hesped Yerushalayim, and people are going to bemoan and lament this terrible loss. If you remember, the Gemara said, I can understand Mashiach ben Yosef. He was the first Mashiach before Mashiach ben David. But the Yetzer Hara, everybody should be celebrating. What is this terrible Hesped, this terrible Leviah? So the Gemara says over there that we're talking about that both the Rishoyim and the Tzaddikim are going to come together and they're going to cry when they hear that the Yetzer Hara has been killed. Why are they going to cry? The Rishoyim are going to say, look, the whole Yetzer was Kichuta Sara. It was just like a nothing. I could so easily have overcome a Yetzer Hara and I didn't. And therefore they're going to lament their sins that they didn't go and overcome their challenge. While the tzaddikim are going to remember how difficult it was, because it was like horim, like huge mountains that they had to climb up every single time, like going to the top of Mount Everest to go and face the challenge of the Yetzirah. And Baruch Hashem, because they're tzaddikim, they conquered and they vanquished the Yetzirah. But they're going to remember all of the yisurim in doing so. So therefore there's going to be a great aspect of the Shnei Gemara. And that's what we're referring to. So now, the pasuk says, on that day, the hesped is going to be so great. In other words, the number of people at the Levaya will be so great, like that famous hesped, like that famous Levaya of Hadad Rimon and Bikas Megidon. Hadad Rimon in the Bika, in the valley of Megidon. The Omer of Yosef, El Mule Teguma Dehaikra, Lo Yadana Maika Omar. If it wasn't for the fact that we have Targum Yonis Ben Uziel, I would have no idea what you're talking about. Because we don't find anywhere in Tanakh about a hesped of Hadad Rimon. and Bikas Megidoi. And therefore, what does the Targum Yonisim and the Zeal Taka say? It says, Bayoy Mahu, on that day, Yaski Mespeda Bishraim, there's going to be a huge Hesped, meaning a huge Levi Mishraim, Kimispeda, like two historical Levias of yesteryear. The number one is the Achav Bar Omri, the Kotel Yosei, Hadad Rimoin Ben Tav Rimoin, Baromes Gilad, the infamous Achav, who was one of the, considered to be one of the most evil of the Malchi Israel. He was killed, how? By Hadad Rimoin Ben Tav Rimoin in Romes Gilad. So that is brought in Tanakh. And it'll also be as great as Kemis Veda, Medavant Ve'erech Achter Asik. It's on the Tritan Minyan Mitzvah Shem. Approximately 8:30. Shmoneh Vishloshim. Shmoneh Vachetzi. Bein time yesh kafe lemata. If you want this coffee downstairs. Okay, Mizbeda, the Yoshiya Bar Omoin, the Kotel Yose Paroi Chagira, the Bikas Megidai. And it'll also be reminiscent of the. Was it there? In Koilam Shingedavant.
Finished?
Yes. Kanach Mizugas is finished, and but Ungar the Zim 15. I met Gedavant, Namal Shingedavant. Okay? Brucha Vatzlocha. Okay, Mizvah the Yoshiya Bar Omain the Kotel Yose Pare Chagira Mevikas Megidda, and it will be similar in size like the Levaya of Yoshiya Amelech. Yoshiya Bar Omain was one of the greatest Malchi Yehuda, Grace of Tzaddik. The Kotel Yose, he was killed by Pare Chagira, otherwise known as Pare Nechoi Mevikas Megidda. In Bika Megidda, we had about this not long ago in the previous Masechta. Why did Yoshiya die? Because he saw, it says in the Pasuk, and he says, we're not talking about that there won't be a melchama, because it says in the pasuk "Nasati shalom ba'aretz." So when it says "cherev l'sav ba'aretzchem," it must mean even a friendly cherev, where in this case Paran Achoy was fighting, I believe, against Aram, and he said, Yoshiya Melech, we're not talking about you. We just want to go through your property. We don't have to want to go around and around. We just want to go through your ear rights, like they have today. They want to fly over a particular country, you have to ask permission. We just want to go through. Yoshiya Melech said, oh, no. If the Pasuk says, Cherev Leisav Ba'artzachem, when Yidin happened to be doing the mitzvahs, you're not going to even have a friendly fire going through, not even a friendly Cherev, I'm not going to let you. Anyway, he made a big mistake, because the door was not on that Madrega, and therefore ultimately Nebuchadnezzar was killed by Pare Nechoi in Bikas Megidai.
And said it was, he didn't listen to Yirmiyahu.
I see, Gemara says, but why was Yoshiya HaMelech punished? Said the Gemara, the reason is because he should have been shown by Yirmiyahu to find out if this was Hashem's desire or not, and he decided to decide this halacha on his own, and because that ultimately he was killed. Anyway, in both the case of Achav and the case of Yoshiya HaMelech, there was a huge, huge levaya. We can understand why there was a huge levaya in the times of Yoshiya HaMelech. Why was there such a huge levaya by Achav? So the Gemara is going to tell us at the end of Moed Katan, another couple of Masechtas. The Gemara is going to say on the very last plot in Daf Chav Ches, the reason is because Achav was a symbol of defiance and strength in face of a major challenge. Meaning that Achav was fighting against Hadad Rimon ben Tav Rimon, in Tanakh he's not referred to Hadad Rimon, but rather only to Hadad ben Tav Rimon, and he was mortally wounded, he was shot, however, he stood on the chariot as if nothing happened. Why did he do that? Because he did not want to demoralize the nation, that the nation is going to see, Nebuch, our king is dead, the battle is over. No. Even though he was mortally wounded with a spear or with an arrow, he stood there as firmly as possible. And after that, when the people heard about that, they had such respect for him that there was a huge, huge leviathan. So therefore, now we understand, based on this Targum Yoinisim ben Uziel, Payoimahu la'asid lovai, when they'll leave the Levaya either for Mashiach ben Yosef or for the Yetzara, there's going to be such a huge Levaya in Yerushalayim, like the two Levayas of Achav that was killed by Hadad Rimon, as well as the big Levi of Yoshiya HaMelech, the great Tzaddik, who was killed by Bikas Megidai. And therefore, since Yoinisim ben Uziel was Megala Sisorai Levonai, Megala these secrets that people otherwise could not understand, Nizdaza Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meyos Parsa al Arba Meyos Parsa. That was the third memra of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the same Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Now comes the Gemara, the fourth memra.
Who made Targum Yonis not a Torah?
Says who? Frank Merkat, you zoek graag mijn stap.
Wie
neemt dit eens weg? Wie wil hier een vriend? Wie wil
hier wijzen?
Oké, maar wijzen is wijzen niet.
En we ook in de moeder wijzen niet.
In de moeder steigt niet. De moeder steigt niet. Als je wilt mijn stap te zijn alleen met hem, dat vindt de grootste koeven van genieten. Had ze op plaats. Wie wil hier niet gaan? Eén lachert. Zoek je maar
wijzen.
Oké, de Baruch Hashem, je kunt het uitleggen. So we're up to number fourth member of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yisemer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. It says in the pasuk, "Ra'ise ani daniel levadi es hamare vo'anoshim asher hoyu imi loyro es hamare." The Gemara doesn't tell us what the pasuk is, but a few psukim earlier in Daniel, it says that they saw a person coming towards them that looked quite ferocious, like a heavy-duty individual. It says Daniel, I saw the Mara, the Anoshim that were with me didn't see that individual, but nevertheless, Charod Gedoyla Nofla Aleim. So Ungikim and Atzitanish, they were trembling, they were in dread, they were very, very afraid of this Mara, even though they didn't see the Mara. The Gemara is going to say, so what were they afraid about? We'll see. Vayivruchu Beichove, and they ran away into hiding. Pray tomorrow, who are these Wanoshim Asher Hoyu Imi Mandinu Anoshim? Oh, maybe we say Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. That's the fourth member today. Zechagai, Zechari, Umalachi, of course, three of the Nevi'im from the Treyasa. They were going together with Daniel. In Wadif Minei, says the Gemara, they were greater than Daniel, the Iwa of the Minayu, and he was greater than them. In Wadif Minei, how are they greater? The Inu Nevi, they were Nevi'im, the Iwa of Nevi, and he was not a Nevi. What do you mean he was not a Navi? Daniel was also a Navi, says Rashi. But says Rashi, they were Nevi'im b'shlichusay shel mokayim to go and have a shlichus. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them prophetic visions that they should share it with Klal Yisrael. For who, however, he, meaning Daniel, l'nishtalach l'Yisrael b'shem nevuah. He was given nevuah, but he was not asked by Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wasn't sent as a shliach to share that nevuah with others. So therefore, Daniel was on their madrega. However, he wasn't a navi in the traditional sense of sharing his nevuah. Says the Gemara Vayta, Iu Adav Minai, in which respect was he greater than them? The Iu Chaza, he saw this person that was coming towards them. The Iu Chaza, but they didn't see it, and therefore he's greater in that sense. If they didn't see it, my time of Yisuf. So why does it say Charod Gedoy LeNofla Leyem? After Yomar Avdav, the Inu Leichazu Mazlai Uchazi. Even though they didn't see, but their Mazel saw. Therefore, Amar Avinash, Maminah, Haiman Demivis. If a person is walking down the street or he's at home, and all of a sudden he becomes very, very full of anxiety, he's all nervous about something, and people ask him, "What are you nervous about?" "I don't know, but I just have that feeling that something is on the horizon. I'm not sure." The Avgav the Yulechazi, even if he doesn't see with his eyes, Mazlechazi, but his Mazel feels it, and therefore that's why they were scared and terrified, even though they didn't see the Mara of that Daniel had seen. So, Maitakante, what happens if a person does have such a gefil, such a feeling, and he's all nervous, what should he do? Likri Krishma. By saying Krishma, that will act as a schooler to go and protect him. Krishma, after all, symbolizes Emunah and Bitachon in Hashem. It'll work out. However, become a Mokma Tanoifis. What happens if he is standing in a place where it's Shmutzik, and you cannot go and say Krishma? Lynch of Miduchle, he should move away, Arba Gemidi, Arba Amois, and say Krishma in another place where you don't have that Shmutz. Viloi, what happens if there is no other place, wherever he's walking, it's a Mokum Tanoifis, he can't go and avoid it. Leimach, he should say the following Lachash, incantation. So the Gemara is assuming that the person is scared and he doesn't see it as a result of a shin dalet, as some sort of ruchais rois, some evil demons. So therefore he should address that demon and say, "What are you starting up with me for? If you're hungry and you want a carbon, you know what? Ezer de Beitafri, go into the slaughterhouse, you'll find their ezim, you'll find their goats. Shmeiminoi, they're fatter than me." Meaning, you know, you can get a better guinea pig, a better carpet. What are you coming to me for? You have others that you can choose. And with this, we have concluded the four memories of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yisemer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Zok di Gemara. Let's go back to the prior Gemara. How did we get involved in this in the first place? Because we explained that Medina, V'ir means that if you're talking, for instance, about a krach hamukav choymim yimoyis Yeshua ben Nun, if you have an ear right next to that Medina, you have a suburb next to that krach, ulzu nidin kikrach, assuming that it's either samach or nira. How samach is samach? That's the first remembering that we had, that if it was mikimechamsa l'tveri yemem. Okay, freitimor v'hashti the amis medina medina v'ir v'ir l'drasha. Right after that, in the same pasuk, it continues on mishpacha u'mishpacha. Where does it say that in the Megillah? V'yom mo'ele niskorim v'nasim v'chol dar v'dar mishpacha u'mishpacha medina u'medina v'ir v'ir. So we took a care of Medina, Medina, every year, but what is Mishpacha, Mishpacha? So, what does that come to tell you? Amr of Yosef Bachanin, Lahavi Mishpachois Kehuna, Ulevia, Shemevatlan, Avaidasan, Ulbain, Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. It's the day that you have to bring the Talmud Shel Shachar. Which day is that? Every day of the year, you got to bring the Talmud Shel Shachar. The Kehanim are busy, Vavaidasam, the Leviim are getting ready to the Shirim Bezimram, and as we'll see from the next line, the Yisraelim are getting ready with Mamodam, the Omer of Yehuda, Merav, Kehanim, Vavaidasam, Leviim, Tuchanim, Yisrael, Mamadam. What happens if there's an announcement, somebody gives an announcement, Bismillah, hey, Rabbi Yisai, they're getting together to lay the Megillah. Kulan, Mevatlan, Avaidasam, they all leave their posts. They leave the Azara, they leave the Beis Hamikdash, Uvon, the Shmoy, and Mikra Megillah, they all go to listen to Mikra Megillah. That's what we know from the Mishpacha and Mishpacha, that the Mishpacha is of Klal Yisrael, where they happen to be Kehanim, or Leviim, or the Yisraelim of Ma'amadam, they all listen to Mikra Megillah. Now you're wondering, does that mean that we're Mevatel, in fact, the Talmud Shel Shachar? You have to have the Talmud Shel Shachar every single day. So L'chayra, wouldn't it be easier if you just say, continue on bringing your Talmud Shel Shachar, and after it's finished, after how long does the Talmud take? Let's say it takes an hour. How do I take an hour? Because we have back in the Sechtes Psachim that if, for instance, they brought the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim at 12:30, then at 1:30 they would complete it, and then they would bring in all the Kabbanis Pesach. So you see that it took Be'erach an hour. An hour and a half, whatever it took. But you still have a whole day. There's no dinner Mikra Megillah. It has to be Dafka in the morning. You can hear Mikra Megillah in the afternoon too. Kol Yoyim. So, this is not my kasha. This is the top kasha on the top toises. Frank toises, the kasha. Am I Mevatlin? Mevatlin sounds like no Talmud Shel Shachar that day. After the Mikra Megillah, let's get together Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, how long does that take? 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes, depending on the shul, depending on how many times they bang with the groggers and the homan. Okay, whatever it is, after the Kriya is over, there's plenty of time to do the Talmud Shel Shachar. It's not that we cancel the Talmud Shel Shachar, we just postpone it. We give priority to Mikra Megillah. We tell everybody, leave your posts. We're going to come back in an hour from now, half an hour from now. Let's do Mikra Megillah, and we're going to go and bring the carbon Talmud Shel Shachar. As soon as they hear that they're clamoring to go and lay in the Megillah, fine, you guys lay in the Megillah in Shul, that's fine, and we'll finish off the Avodah, and we're going to go and lay after that. We'll make our own minion, we'll make a second minion, we'll make a third minion. If the whole Yerushalayim is getting together, or the main Shul, whatever, next to the Beis Hamikdash is getting together, you want to be part of the Baroiv Am Hadras Melech for purposes of the Pirsum Hanes. So therefore, when we see the Lashon and the Gemara about Mevatlin, it doesn't mean that we cancel the Avodah, it just means we postpone the Avodah. So that shows you, of course, the greatness of this mitzvah of the Pirsum Hanes of Mikra Megillah. Zog the Gemara, and how do we learn that? From the Mishpacha Mishpacha. Tanya Nami Hachi. This is about seven lines into the white lines. Tanya Mach, we have a Brice, a Kan, Babidasan, Vim Bidchan, Visoba Mamadam, Kulam Mevatlan Avidasan, Ubayn Lishmoy, and Mikra Megillah. Says the Gemara now, Mikan Samchusha Beis Rebbe, based on this, the Talmidim of Rebbe's Yeshiva, they were Saimech, relied on this halach, on this brisa. They did have seder on Purim, but when they heard that in the local shuls they're going to lay in Mikra Megillah, they left their posts in Bismedrish, they left their gemaras, presumably they closed the gemaras, maybe they opened the gemaras, of course in the time of Rebbe they didn't have gemaras yet, but you get the idea that they all left their shtenders and they went to go and listen to and hear Mikra Megillah. Now, we didn't speak about Talmud Torah until now. We only spoke about the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, HaKal V'Chayim in the Avoid. Ma'adach Avoid Yishu Chamura. Ma'adach Avoid, which the Gemara assumes is more Chamur than Talmud Torah. The Gemara is going to challenge that in a moment. But the Gemara is assuming that Avoid is more Chamur than Talmud Torah. Mivat Linan Talmud Torah. I'm sorry, Mivat Linan. Ma'adach Avoid, which is more Chamur. We're Mivatel in the face of Kriyas HaMegillah, then Talmud Torah, which is considered to be more kal than Avodah Chavada Avada, that the Mikra Megillah will take priority over Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah like Kochkin. You are telling me that Avodah is more chamur? I'll show you that Talmud Torah is more chamur than Avodah. Yeah, the other Gemara doesn't bring the rest, but if you want to, we'll bring the whole pasuk here. Like you said, whose side are you on? I'm not on either side. I'm impartial. I'm a malach. And I came now. Yeshua went and prostrated himself. He bowed down in front of him. What message do you have for me? Okay, two beautiful psukim here in Yeshua. When with these psukim said, this was in the middle of the Melchama against Yerichai, as the Pasuk says, Vayibyos Yeshua b'Yerichai, and the Sar Tzva Hashem says, I'm here for a mission and for a message. Now before we get to the message and the mission, we see that Yeshua went and bowed down in front of him. How you ought to do that? You can't even give a shalom to someone at night. Maybe this is not a person. Maybe this is an evil demon. Now, we give shalom to everybody at night. I mean, we don't distinguish between day and night. So Tosfos Taka says, we're not talking about anywhere and everywhere. If you look at this second Tosis from the top, Peter Shriva, the Dafke Chutz Le'ir, Heichad Shchichi Mazikin, in those places, rural places, where there aren't a lot of people, so the Mazikin have free reign, Kigoyin Besodil, Balayla, Rehoye Yeshua, Tzor Al Yerichad, Besodil, Rochay, Mimach, Yisrael, Ava Mokiv Shunei Oda Mitzuyen, here in the city where you have millions of people coming and going all times, Ein Lochish, Bimloikein, Odom, Sha'omel, Lonel, Balayla, Be'ir, Kisu Gedli Ishti, Odom Sha'om Alona Balayla, person who calls out in the middle of the night, in the middle of the city, go and write a get for my wife. Heichi Kazvin, how can you possibly write such a get? Necho Shemeshim Daudim. You should have to at least see him in some sort of light. Somebody's never in the bar and you can't see him, then the Gemara says, can we go and listen to his instruction to go and write a get? Because we can't see him, he's down below. However, if a person's up above, we don't go and say, well, I mean, I can't really see you. Come into the room, we're going to turn the light, we'll put on the candles, we'll see you. No, that's not necessary. Because if it's Be'ir, you don't have to worry. It's a Shindalga, but in the Sada, you do have to worry. So, afraid to get yet, so this was Besada. So, how did Yeshua ben Nun go and bow down? Maybe it's a Shindalga. Every Moshani also in the Omelech, yeah, Nisar Tzva Hashem. Because when he introduced himself, he asked him, Halonu Atalim Tzoreinu, he said, I'm a Sar Tzva Hashem. Maybe he's telling a sheker he is lying. So we have a Kabbalah that even if a Shindalid will lie, but he's not going to say Hashem's name in vain. And he said, Sartzvah Hashem. Not just Hashem, he said, Yud Kibavke. Is the Chasimin that it wasn't a Shindalid, it must be the real McCoy, a real Malach. Okay, so now the question is, what was the message that he sent? We only know the pasuk says Vayir Meloi Ma Adoni Medaber El Abdoi Nu Vuzoksti. So he said, Rabbi Yisrael sent me because you did two averis. Om Meloi Emesh yesterday, Bitaltam Tamashul Ben Arbayim. There was a battle, and you fought against the enemy in Yericho. However, you fought till late into the day, into the evening, and as a result, you didn't bring the Tamashul Ben Arbayim. You should have brought the Tamashul Ben Arbayim, because Rashi says, at the end of the day, that's when the battles end, because nobody wants to fight at night. You can't see the enemy at night. That's the time that people rest, and they start again the next day. So you should have stopped early enough to be able to go and bring the Tamashul Ben Arbayim. So that's taina number one. The Achshav, at night, you also continued searching and fighting and going after the enemy and all that. No, at night you should have taken a break and said, now it's time to go and learn. We didn't learn the whole day. The Achshav Bitaltam Tam Torah. And we're not just talking about Yeshua, we're talking about the Klal Yisrael who were involved in this war. And so therefore the Sa'as of Hashem is giving two pieces of Musar to Yeshua. Omaloi, says now Yeshua back, Al Eizem Ehen Bosa, based on which one did you come? In other words, are you concerned more about the Tamashul Ben Arbayim or more about the failure to engage in learning? Amaloisi told him, Atabasi, I came for now. Now, Parshipshat Atabasi means I came for now for the current Avera that you Mavatul Talmud Torah. Because this is still in the middle of the night, that's why the Gemara asked, how is he able to go and bow down to him? So, you should be learning now, and the Klal Yisrael is not learning. So, Atabasi, that's a Parshipshat. However, Tosfos says a very, very beautiful pshat, that we know that the final mitzvah in the Torah, at the end of Dvarim, is, Va'ata kisvu lechem es ashira azois, v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fia. That's the Makor for the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. And how does the big Pasuk begin? The Ata kisvu lechem. Therefore he's saying, Ata Basi, I came now about Torah, I didn't come now about Avoid, I came about Torah. Says the Gemara, Yad, as soon as Yeshua heard that, Yeshua went and he slept b'toicha emek. Emek means in the valley. Amrav Yochanan Malamed comes to tell us shalom ba'oim kashal halacha, that he really went deep into learning. He learned the daf and he learned all the toises and all the rambams and all of the mefarshim. Now on the surface it sounds like in the middle of the war when he heard about this musr from the malach, he immediately said, it's time to learn. He took out a Gemara and he started learning. However, both the last Rashi and the last Tosis say it doesn't really mean that moment, because this Vayolen Yeshua Balayla Hu B'Toicha Emek was said later on in the next Melchama against Ai. Ai being Ai and Yud. Just feel free to sit down or use it or take it in or take it out. Whatever you'd like to do. Yeah, whatever you'd like.
Welcome to Eksin.
Welcome to the Shem. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara is telling us is...
How did you start?
The second minute... What time did we start? Approximately 7:45. If you want to know exactly, Brother Shai will tell you momentarily.
And you should come for chakras tomorrow at 6:45. Come to soccer 6:45 tomorrow. You'll be in good shape.
We'll be down in Kivasikin 6:45. We end approximately 7:40, and approximately 7:45 we begin the show. Yeah, you're welcome. So continuing on.
What's close to the chat here? So
both Rashi and Tosfos say this. Look at the Rashi. Like Miyad, this is on the last Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
It says Miyad Vayolin Yeshua Balayla Hu B'Teich Emek. It sounds like after the Tsar gave his Torah and he said, "I'm sad about the fact." He left, immediately Yeshua opened up a Gemara and he was learning the bit. But it comes to Amkus, B'Toicha Emek, but the last Tois, the last Rashi says, Loi Bois Alaylexiv, we're not talking about that night. El Balayla Shetzar Al Ho'ai. But later on, after the battle of Yericho was finished and they fought against Ai, that's when that pasuk appears. V'achik Omer, Miyad Chozi Yeshua Midvarav, Ukshiba Laila Acher, B'Matzer Osek B'Toicha. Yeshua did, he was a choyze b'tshuva, if you will, and he decided, next time we're going to have such a battle, I'll make sure that at night we're going to be learning geshmak into the depths of the night, and we're not going to waste time because of the melchama. Melchama will be during the day, and we'll learn Torah at night. So that's the miyad that he took upon himself. From now on, that's going to be the new war procedure. At night, we learn.
Yes. So it says Atabasi.
Yeah, Atabasi means because of the failure of learning Talmud Torah.
Okay, then with the Yad, that fits in.
Look at the last line of the Gemara. Amalei the Sarz, Hashem says, Ata Basi, the reason why Hashem sent me to go and give you a telling off is right. because of the failure to learn Torah.
Right.
So the Lashon HaGemara sounds like as soon as he finished his part, Yeshua opened up a Chumash Metah Gemara Metah Rambam. Says he wanted, although that might have happened, but this pasuk Yom Yeshua Balaylahu didn't happen then, because after all, this is a later pasuk in Yeshua. This happened in Mohammed's eye, but it's a derivative of the Choyze Betshuva that.
Yad means immediately.
I don't disagree. That's the basis of the Rashi. That's why Rashi is asking. Rashi is saying, Liyad doesn't mean Loi Boisa Laila. Yeah. This pasuk is not written Boisa Laila. El Balay Shetzar La'ai. So what does Miyad mean? Bachikam Miyad. The Miyad Chos Yeshua Midvarav, the Yeshua now is no saint al Halev, and he focused attention. He said, the Tsar has a good point, and from now on, Amir Hashem and all future Muhammads will make sure at night not to rest, but or not to continue the battle, but to go and learn Torah. And that's the Malamed Shalom Ba'in Kishalach. So now that we spoke about so we're still in the middle of the Kasha. What's the middle of the Kasha?
More important, Talmud Torah or the
and what do we see from this story?
Talmud Torah seems to be more important.
More chomer than the Avoidah. So how did Mar say before Avoidah is more chomer? We see Talmud Torah is more chomer.
But at night, you can't do the Avoidah. It's interesting.
No, there's two different things he said he came on.
Right.
He has two titles in Kaya. So if Avoidah is more chomer than Talmud Torah, you should say, I'm really upset about yesterday that you didn't bring the Talmud Shulbin Avoidah. No, that's not a problem, you know. But the real problem is that you didn't learn Torah.
Avi Zmano Batal Korbano is too late to bring. I mean, he's coming to Yom Tochacha.
He's not saying that you should do it now. But
right.
When Yeshua asked, you've filed two complaints against me. Which is the misdemeanor and which is the felony?
Okay.
So he said, the felony, that's the Talmud Torah. The misdemeanor that you didn't bring. Why? Avoid is more chomer. It should be just the opposite. I see from this story that Talmud Torah is more important, more chomer in its in terms of its importance. Shenamar atabasi, I came for now for the Talmud Torah. What is it shver on? It's shver on the Samchu Shel Beis Rabbi, Mikan Samchu Shel Beis Rabbi. The Brice itself only spoke about avoider. The Brice says, Tanya Mahochi Kan Babidosan, the Meduchani, Sambamabim, all the Mavatal, Abidosan, Ubon Lishmoy Mikamikil. Mikan Samchu Shel Beis Rabbi, now the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshiva are Mavatal Talmud Torah, Ubon Lishmoy Mikamikil. We didn't talk about Biddle Torah, we talked about the avoider. But the men of Kabul Chayim, the avoider, Mad, Chabay Yishichamura, etc. So we see that it's not avoided, which is Mohammed. Talmud Torah is Mohammed. Every more depends who's Talmud Torah. How the Rabbim, if we're talking about the Talmud Torah of Klal Yisrael, says the Tap Rashi, Hasim Kol Yisrael Hava, Avadim, that's more chomer than bringing a carbon. If you're talking about a Yochid, now Yochid doesn't mean one individual, it means not the Klal Yisrael en masse, even though we're talking about the Talmidim of Beis Rebbe, which may have been 50 Talmidim, maybe 500 Talmidim, maybe 1,000 Talmidim, we don't know how many, but it's not Gans Klal Yisrael, so therefore it's considered to be a group of Yechidim, and vis-a-vis Yechidim, Avoida is greater, because Avoida is representing Tomish Shachris from Gans Klal Yisrael. You have 500 Yechidim that want to learn Torah, Avoida is more chomer than that, it's the Hamadach, that Avoida is Nidche, nay, Mikra Megillah, is the Chavada, the learning of Yechidim is Nidche. Are you telling me the Talmud Torah of the Yochid is less? Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, I'm holding smuchas lamita metapchis. Barosh Chadoshim, Mechanik, Bapurim, Me'anis, Umetapchis, but Bezeu Bezeu, they're not Mekoinenois. So we have three expressions here in the Mishnah. We have one expression of Me'anois, another one of Metapchis, and another one of Mekoinenois. What's the difference between all of these three Lashonos? So in that itself, there is a Machlokes, but first we'll see the Rashi at the top. Rashi says, Me'anois, Hesped alamesa. Now we don't mean that women give hespedim, but rather what we mean to say is that they say certain psukim all together in unison, as we'll see in another moment in the Rashi. For like the top case, they don't go and bang aliban. They don't go like by Yasham the Bagani, you bang on your. That they used to go and do by the Levayis, but they don't do a Noshim b'moyed on Cholamoyed, since Cholamoyed is a shtik yontiv, loy metapchis, you don't go and bang. That's how Rashi learns. Toisis, however, learns that metapchis, if you look at the second toisis on the third line, metapchis is yad al yad, like clapping, oy al yerech, or hit the thigh, oy al panim, to hit the face. In other words, the metapchis is some sort of action which produces
a clapping sound.
Either it produces the sound, or at least it symbolizes that the person is so in grief and so upset that they have no way to go and express themselves other than to go and bang themselves and say, "Hi, vavoy, yay, 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 what happened?" And meklapt and mechakt and all that. That you should not go and do during Cholamite. I will learn the top place. So that's ma'anis, yes, the top place nisht. And later on we said that on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, you're allowed to be ma'anis and the top place, but not mekoinois. So what does that mean? So going on to the next Rashi, avalei mekoinois, v'hosem mefarish, eizeu inoi ve'eizeu kin. What's the difference between ma'anis and mekoinois? Inoi shekulan oinois ka'achas, that everybody is saying the same posik at the same time. Kina achas emeris ve'kulan oinois achara. A kina is that one person goes and says the pasuk out loud,
responsive,
and everybody is responsive. And you can see the difference because, for instance, when we say occasionally Tehillim after davening, if you say everybody should say the Tehillim on their own, so everybody is big on Tehillim. Yeah. However, if you have one person who's leading, Shiramalois, and then of course it becomes much more of a matzav, if you will. So getting back to our Gemara, now that we know more or less the taich of these words, so Noshim Amoyed, if it comes on Chol Amoyed, the women, Ma'anois, they can go and recite Psukim together as one, Avalim Etapris, but don't make any physical actions of banging your heart or banging your face or patching yourself or whatever. Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, Amhoyu Smuchais Lamita, those women that are right close to Lamita, so then they are overcome with grief, metapkes, they are allowed to go and hit themselves and bang, whatever. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodeshim, Chanukah, B'Purim, that is, of course, less of a degree of Yom Tov than Chol Hamoed. Chol Hamoed, after all, is part of D'oraisa, and these are all more Drabbanans. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, B'Purim, Ma'anit, Metapkes, there are a lot of Metapkes, even make these physical actions. But now we have over here, Ma'anit, Metapkes, Bezeh, U'Bezeh. If Bezeh Bezeh means on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, it would be unnecessary to repeat Bezeh Bezeh. We're talking about Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim. So what's the Bezeh Bezeh? And therefore the Bach takes out the words Avaloi, and he says Bezeh Bezeh ain't on Mekoinonais, meaning on all of the foregoing days, even though we say they can be Ma'anis and they can be Metapchais, but they're not Mekoinonais, meaning the women cannot, one lady lead by saying a Pasuk and all the other women following in unison and responding. Okay, all of that is fascinating. What does it have to do with us? The Omer Abba Barhuna, Ein Moid B'fnei Tamid Chacham. That's talking about if they mess, Rachman Lislan, happens to be a regular, ignorant individual. We're talking about a Tamid Chacham, then Cholam Moid doesn't exist. Kolshkein Chanuk U'Purim. So what do I see from this? That you have never one Tamid Chacham who passed away, that the cover that one has to give to him is such that it supersedes all the concerns about being Chol Hamoed, about it being Chanukah, or Purim, or Rish Chodesh, Talmud Chochem, that's a great grace zach, and therefore you can be Ma'anis, Metapchis, Mekoinis, the Ganze Yeshaft. Now what is it? What does that come out? We're saying therefore that the Limud HaTorah of this Talmud Chochem is greater than the Inyan of Purim. Until now you keep on telling me that Mikra Megillah is other, that the learning pales compared to the Purim. And here we're saying it's the other way around, that the learning is greater than the Purim. Everything more, Kavet Torah ka'amres, Kavet Torah di'yachid, chomer, Talmud Torah di'yachid is kal. It depends what you're referring to. The learning itself of Torah, no matter how great it is, however, it's kal compared to the Pearson Nisa of laying the Megillah. But if you're talking about Kavet Torah and the Nebuch Habik Talmud Chochem passed away, and you have to go and show respect and reverence to that great Adam Godel, that's more chomer even than the Inyan of Chanukah and Purim, and even of the Mikra Megillah. Yes,
it was a part. We're comparing whether Talmud Torah Adif or
Mikra Megillah.
These are Talmud Torah. Kvar Torah is different.
That's even worse. That's exactly right. That you're talking, you're mixing apples and oranges. Talmud Torah is taka less, but Kvar Torah is greater. Omer up. So now Rava comes up with kind of a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a whole bunch of halachas. Pshitali, avoid the Mikra Megillah Adif. If I have a choice between bringing a carbon to Beis Migdish or Mikra Megillah, even a carbon Sibor. Why even a carbon? See what it says anymore.
The tamimah.
Rav is talking generally about avoid the mikra megillah. Mikra megillah adiv mid Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Who's Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina? Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina was the one that started this off in this whole shtickle Torah. If you go back to the fourth line of the wide lines on the Amid Aleph, v'yash the Amis Medina Medina v'ir v'ir l'drash mishpacha mishpacha l'mayasa. Amr Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Ah, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. La mishpachas kuna l'vish mevat l'vidasan upon mishpachim mikra megillah. What type of avoida? Even the avoida of the karmen tamish shachar like we had in the top Torah. So, from Yosef Mechanin, it's crystal clear that you have the two choices. The din is that Mikra Megillah is off. Now we continue on. Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah, which one has priority? Again, Mikra Megillah Adif. How do I know? Like we said in the Amid Aleph, that the Talmidim of Beis Rabbi closed their Gemaras, left their Shtenders, left the Bismedish, went to the Shul and went to listen to Mikra Megillah, because Mikra Megillah is greater than Talmud Torah Diyachid, not greater than Talmud Torah Derabim, but greater than Talmud Torah Diyachid. Talmud Torah Meis Mitzvah Adif. Talmud Torah Meis Mitzvah is greater. Now we didn't speak about, now when it says over here Meis Mitzvah, as we'll see in the Braisa, Midasanya, we have a Braisa, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Letzuas Mes, Olachnosis Kala. That if Chas Hashem is Letzuas Mes, there's number a Levaya, you're allowed to go and close your Gemaras and go to the Levaya, and if there's a Chasana, you can go to the Chasana. Mevatlin Talmud Torah Letzuas Mes, Olachnosis Kala. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, they always favored having yeshivas out of the major urban areas, and that's the reason why Rabban Kotler Zatzal made the yeshiva in Lakewood, because if you're in the shtut, every single day or every other day, unfortunately, there's a levaya, there's a chasana, there's this, there's that. There's so many distractions. That's why if you're far away, you don't have any locally, you certainly don't have to travel from far away from Be'er Sheva to Yerushalayim for a levaya, if you're learning there in yeshiva. You don't have to go to a far away chasana, etc. So therefore, mevatlin talmud Torah to SMS, l'chnosis kala, period. Now this is a mes, and not talking about a mes mitzvah, it's talking about a levaya generally. And our Gemara mentioned the word mes mitzvah. So there's a toisis about this. You see that there are two toisis in mes mitzvah adif. We're looking now at the earlier toisis mes mitzvah adif. So toisis lav davke mes mitzvah. V'ad den l'chol mes in sheba oilam mevatlen talmud Torah l'hoit siyam. That's what the Braisa tells us. Shortly in the next Shtikul Gemara, we're going to have by Lachoisa, it says there Meis Mitzvah, and that means Meis Mitzvah. That's why we chop on the Lashon. But the Lashon over here, Meis Mitzvah, is not precise as Toisvis. Rather, when Rav is going through all these halachas, and he's saying Talmud Torah, Meis Mitzvah, it really means a mess. Then Nebuch, you have a Levite to go to. So unfortunately, even though Talmud Torah can make it Kulam, that's the greatest Mitzvah, but a mess takes priority. So mess mitzvah others give me sign of the right about the Torah Torah mitzvah. So mess achnosis kal. Good. Next tickle. Avoid umeis mitzvah. What happens? You have to bring a korban in the Beis Mikdash, and there's a meis mitzvah. Now here, meis mitzvah is talking about a real meis mitzvah that nobody else can go and take care of the mess. Because if there's a regular levaya, then avoid it goes first. You bring your tamid shel shachar. You bring your tamid shel bein aboyim. That's not nidcha because of a mess. But of course, a meis mitzvah is tops. How do I know? From the famous drasha v'lachoisai desanya v'lachoisai matamaloimer, etc. Now, where is this pasuk? This v'lachoisai is a pasuk by a nozir. Rashi brings the whole pasuk. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi is the second narrow line. V'lachoisai matamaloimer gabe nozir ksiv. It says, al nefesh meis liyovai. Don't be matamah to anyone. Har yakob b'mashma. Nefesh meis liyovai means everybody. And then Hodik Sibasrei, Kroy, you say it, and it says, why does it have to repeat Ovvim? I already said, Al Nefesh Meis Loyavai. It's Dorishly Bisafri. The Oviv Loyatam, Al Matamula Meis Mitzvah. Einachanam, you have a Nozir, his father passed away. Sorry, fellow, you're a Nozir, you can't be Matamit to him. But I know you can be Matamit, it says, Al Nefesh Meis Loyavai. It's coming to tell you, Oviv Nisht. But yes, a Meis Mitzvah, a Nozir is allowed to. Then why does it say the Imai? So far, so good?
Yeah.
Le'imai ma'atamalei, why say le'imai? Shemo yekoi v'noz, when Amzad, he has two kedushas. He's not only a noz, he's also a koyin. Avo pisha kodish based kedushas. Le'imai lo yitam. Avadi is not only matame to imai. We said in the pasik, am lef shemesh le'yomai. Avo matamu le'mais mitzvah. Now it says in the pasik, le'ochid. What v'achiv shemo yekoyin gadol v'nazir li'echav. See, he has now three kedushos. He's not just a koyin. He's a koyin gadol mitan nazir tzizamen. Lo yitama. L'achiv lo yitama. Not mitama to his own brother. Amitamu l'meis mitzvah. T'al korcha kulu l'mutu meis mitzvah also. Obviously, all of these drashas come to mimayit and meis mitzvah. Hilkach em einay inyan loy t'nei inyan l'chaveir. So now the question is, what about l'choysa matamalim? What do we learn for l'choysa? We already covered the case of the Nazir who was also Koyin, and the Nazir who was also Koyin Godel. So, what does Lachoisa come to tell you? So, getting back to our Gemara, it's Erev Pesach, and a person is taking his Shepsel to the Beis HaMikdash to go and Shech the Korban Pesach. Or, it's another day of the week, and he's going to go Lomel Esbenoi, and he heard that Nebuch, an immediate family member, passed away. He says, Rashi, like his brother or like his sister, because we're talking about Lachoisai. Yochel Yitamai would think, leave over the bris, leave over the Korban Pesach, and go to the Levi and Nebuch of his sister. Amris Lo Yitamai, that's why the Pasuk said, no, the Ovel Imai, Lo Ochel Lachoisai, Lo Yitamai, Lema Moisam. Yochel Kishem Shin Betamai Lachoisai, Kachin Betamai Mis Mitzvah. I would think that he should not be Betamai Mis Mitzvah. Go and bring your carbon, go and do the bris. Mila Tamai, Lo Yitamai Lachoisai, Lachoisai, Ametam alamis mitzvah supersedes everything and anything. Why did the Gemara pick on lishchayes pischav lamalos benai? So Barry will remind us, because
these are cessation that she had failed the omission of them is chiv karis.
Those are the only two s's where you have a chiv of karis. Every other karis is always on a lishchayes. Yes, very good. Fine. Boy Rava. So now that we've gone through all of these halachas, so Rava now asks the following shayla. So what was the last halacha that we just learned? Now that if you have Talmud Torah, if you had Avoida, well, Meis Mitzvah, other that you learn from Achoisai, he had to go do Avoida, he had to go and bring his Korban Pesach. Even with Avoida, Gedoyim, Mizu, and Erev Pesach, a Mitzvah, Sheish, Beikaris, but it's a Meis Mitzvah goes first. Is Boy Rava, Mikra Megillah, Meis Mitzvah, Hay Menayu, Adav. Person is on the way to Shul for Mikra Megillah, and Nebuch, he finds a mess there in the street, he calls out, anybody know anything about this mess? Nobody responds, a Meis Mitzvah. What's the halacha? Goes and knocks out everything, supersedes every mitzvah.
How could it even be a question? Pesimanis is important, but we have Korban Pesach, we have these are and Milar Chayyikaris.
It's true, but there is one adifus that Mikra Megillah has that none of these others have, and that's the Pesimanis, which is so important to go and spread the Nes.
But Korban Pesach has Arbakosis, which is also an Indian of.
By the time the Arbakosis, the Nes has already been buried. Anyway, the Omer Mar Godel Kavod Abisha Doiches Loisesh Shabed Toira, and since we see Kavod Abisha Doicha Aloisesa, now where do we find that it is Doicha? So Rashi brings the case over here. For instance, if a person sees a metzia on the street, there's halacha of leisucha leisalim. You got to pick it up and give it back. However, it's an impossible salam to me and pum shat to misalim. You're going zokin vein lefi kvoida. You know, Gemara mesechta bav metzia. If you have a zokin lefi kvoida, if Ramosha Feinstein's atzal is walking down the street and he finds that somebody left a knapsack in the middle of the street, he doesn't have to pick it up and schlep it on his back to try to find who the owner is. Leisucha leisalim. So what's the Gemar? God will cover the brias of that grace. Zokin is doicha loisesh shabbatayim. See here too, the meis mitzvah is doicha the even this great mitzvah of pirsum manes. And now we have a number of members of Rishu ben Levi. First one is Gufam Rishu ben Levi krach v'chol samach levechol nir imoy nira gekrach. That was yesterday's Gemara. It's Tana samach avabishe nira nira avabishe nesamach. It's not that you have to have both requirements. One requirement is enough. Samach, even if it's not near avubishin samach. Thank you, my bishlam, near avubishin samach, mishkachisla. Then I can understand that you can see Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim can see you, even though you're not samach, you're going to Yasu Barosh Ahar. You're living in a shtetl which happens to be high on top of a mountain. Yerushalayim is also Harim, Savavla is also on top of the mountain. So you can go and see what's going on in Yerushalayim. That's how the whole Masi and Masua is. You put up a fire here, and the next mountain you see it, then you go and put up the next fire, right, to the times of Kiddush HaChodesh. So here too, so even though you have to be far away, but since you're in the mountaintop, it's nearer Avu Bishen HaSamach. Frank Mala Samach Avu Bishen nearer Echim HaKachasla. If the suburb is right next to Yerushalayim, shouldn't you see each other? Amar Bihama Yishashem is Benachal. It's talking about that suburb is lower down in the valley, so they happen to be within the mill that we had in the Gemara yesterday. However, you don't see anybody, because to get to Yerushalayim you have to travel up. And when you get up, you'll see people. But down below, you don't see them. So it's Samach Av Pishin in there. Vav Rav Shem Alei, Krach She Yoshem V'Psoif Hukath Nidoin Kikva. If you have a krach that started off without a wall, in other words, it was first inhabited by residents, and only subsequently did they build a wall around it, that retains its name as a kfa. How do I know? My time to say the ish ki yimkar beis moishev ir choyma. When a person sells a bayis, which is a moishev, a resident, in an ir choyma, which comes to tell you that the ir choyma came first in hukath. So if you are Shev, and after that it became a base Moishev. So you have the base Moishev in the air, Chayma, V'leshi Yashu, L'psoi, Fukat. Now, Legabi, which halacha is this? And it says Nidin Kikvar. That's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says Nidin Kikvar, Legabi Hilchois Bote Ore Chayma. That we know that a bias that you buy, Bote Ore Chayma, that the owner has a right of redemption for 1 year. If he doesn't redeem it with 1 year, then lo yigoyel al melois leishana semima, the kama baizu shebeira shaleichoima latzmisus, la koina oisla deroisa, it belongs forever and ever to the purchaser. So the gabi that, it makes a difference whether it has the status of a bati or choima, whether the choima came first, or the yeshiva came first. That's how Rashi learns. Toi said, well, we learn the phrase has to do with Mikra Megillah, whether it's considered to be a mukaf choyma mimoisa shubinun, depending on whether the yeshiva came first, or the hekev came first, whether you lay on the 14th day or the 15th day.
How could it possibly be that it's Yoshev Osof Hukaf, Bnei Yisrael were, I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't have to be a Jewish city, it can be a Goy city
okay,
too.
Okay.
A krach that doesn't have 10 batlonim. What are 10 batlonim? Rashi says 10 batlonim are people that are at all times found in the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash, so that they are learning full time, like, if you will, Koilingalite or Yeshivalite. Or batl doesn't mean that they're chas v'shalom batlonim. It means batl memalacha, that they do not go to offices, they don't go to the fields, they're at all times found in the shuls and the batl midrash. And Rashi quotes a Gemara in the Sechtes Brachis that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to a shul v'leimot Hashem Asara, Kodesh Baruch Hu gets upset. So therefore, the minhag was to have batlonim that would be there at all times in the shul. Shelley wants to say, share something with us.
The congregation or community had to pay these people to be there.
Exactly. And this is, by the way, not only from the times of Chazal, we even have it today. On the west side, there are shuls that have kolulim there to make sure that there'll always be a minion, because if you have 4 yingalites, 6 yingalites, if only 5 people show up, you're still going to have a minion, and that's why they pay them. And this is not only here on the west side, in Brooklyn and many other places you have that as well. So Krash Imbo Yasar Batlon and Nin Kvar has a din like a kfar. Like you want my Kamashbula. This is a Shuba Levi. This is the Chun to the Mishnah, Miat Hashem on Daf Hey, in 2 days, Tanina, Ezi Yergdol, what's the definition of Yergdol? Because she ish basar batlon. If you have 10 batlon, Pachas Mikan, if it's less than that, Hari Zeh Kvar. Then it has a status like a Kvar. Zokti Mora, Krach, it's Trichlei. So now, the Rashi and the Toises learn, L'choyra, that we're not talking about Muk of Choyma over here. This Krach means that it's a huge metropolitan area, much larger than just an Yergdol. It's very, very large. And therefore, the Gemara is telling us this. If we would say Ir Gedoyla, you have to have a Sara Batlonim. If not, it's like a shtetl, it's like a kfar. It's because we want to make sure that there's a minion at all times in the shuls. So make sure you have the Asara Batlonim. If you don't have the Asara Batlonim, it's like a town or a village, but they don't have a minion kavua. But krach, I would think, itzrichle, avagav the mikloyle ma'alma. A krach, by definition, says Rashi, is a place where tons of people come, tourists, and businessmen, says Rashi, yesh harbim mehen betelim ha-malacha. People are coming on vacation to the big cities. They go to London, they go to Paris, they go to Prague, they come to New York, they go to Washington. So therefore I would think, I don't have to have a sort of batlonim. Every day of the year there's always got a minion of all of these visitors and these tourists. So I was sure, no, kamash amonsi v'shuvim levi. Even though it's a krach, and you're right, b'derech klal, swarming with people, nevertheless, you have to have a sarah batlonim, otherwise it's a din of a kfah. The Amrim Shumalevi, final shtickle, krach shechorv b'seif yoshef. What happens if a krach was a krach at one time, and then there was a chorv, and nebuch was destroyed, and now it was reinstated, re-inhabited, nidvin k'krach, it retains its old status like the old krach. Frankly, more my heart. What do you mean heart? Ilim charvucham myself. That all the walls came tumbling down. Yashiv inle yashiv lo. You're telling me only if it was once again re-inhabited, then it has a status. It goes back to its old status of a krach. Frankly, more of our time. You're blazing yoshi oimer. It says in the pasuk asheloi choyma. What means asheloi choyma? So the word loy in our Gemara is spelled lamed vav aleph. And the Gemara in Erchin Rashi says on Daf Lamed Beis in Erchin that that's how it was in his Sefer Torah. It was written Lamed Vav Aleph. Now Lamed Vav Aleph is an ambiguous term. Loi could mean that it had a wall, Lamed with Loi Metavov, or it could be Loi with an Aleph that it did not have a Choyma. Which one is it? That's how Rashi learns. Toises of Eben Mesechtes Erchin respectfully disagrees. He says in our Sefer Torah we only have it written one way. It's written Loi with an Aleph, but we pronounce it with a Vav.
How's that?
Among our Ashkenazim, we don't have the distinction between the Aleph and the Vav, but presumably among the Yemenites or other ancient tribes of Klal Yisrael, they still retain those distinctions. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so when Yosi Omer Asheloi Choyma, Alpha Pisha Ein Loi Achshav Oy Lekoyv Mechayim, when it says in the pasuk Loi Mitan Aleph Mitavav, it's coming to tell you that even though today, unfortunately, the walls came tumbling down, it still has the din of that old krach like it was of yesteryear.
So it's a 15th. It's a Shushan Purim lining.
Exactly. So it would have the status of the Shushan Purim, assuming that we're talking about Hilchos Chanukah, which is, I'm sorry, Purim, because in fact that's what the Gemara is going to talk about in Daf Hei, the Gabi Purim. So therefore, it was Shushan, it was Yerushalayim, even if the Choyma came down and today there are no walls, it makes no difference, since at that time, that's what the Loi comes to tell you.
Obviously, because the walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed in Churban Bayis Rishon.
And then you have your answer. So Frank Timoriyetz, Ezoi Bazoi. I'm sorry, once again?
Yericho.
So if you had a minion in Yericho today, I doubt if there's any minion there, but if you had one, sure, then you'd presumably also have one, says Vav. Anyway.
The last minion in
Yericho. The last minion in
Yericho? In the Sholem Al Yisrael Synagogue.
Yes.
The day it was transferred.
Uh-huh.
The last minion
there. And you were there?
No.
Psh, wow. Shelly, you're famous.
Was it Purim or Shushan Purim?
Okay, anyway, so finishing off the Gemara, so Gemara tells us that you don't need to be Chorev V'yachakach Yoshav. Rabbi Shuman Levi says that if it was a krach that was Chorev V'yachakach Yoshav, then it gets reinstated to its old glory as a krach. Based on what we just said in the Gemara, even if it didn't get a brand new wall, just as long as it had a wall at one time, that's already enough. So to my chorim shechorim me'asar batlanim. That one time it had the asar batlanim, and therefore it had a status like an ir gedoylu or like a krach. But once it the asar batlanim leave, unfortunately now it gets demoted, if you will, to the status of a kfar. But if we bring in new people, new asar batlanim, then it'll be reinstated to its old status like it was before. Stop over here. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zayge Pension. Thank you all for joining, and Shelley, thank you for all the historical information, which was very helpful. Have a wonderful day. Okay. Good morning, Josh. How are you doing?
I read online that there was five times in the Megillah that the word Purim is.